Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about what it's like when we live inside of God's special room, like right there where the throne is, in your heavenly Father's room. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." You know, there's nothing that puts feeling into our prayers like a really, really good reason to pray. But nothing in the world of living as a Christian is so rare as a heart that is prayerful. There's 15 verses in the Sermon on the Mount that concern prayer. Jesus talks about when to pray, how to pray, and why to pray. And I guess the question that most of us have to wrestle with is, why is prayer so important? And the reason is simple. God gives good gifts to his children who ask him. Augustine once spoke about the privilege of prayer. As a matter of fact, he spoke about it a lot. But he explains that longing and prayer and long prayer are not necessarily the same thing. Listen to what he had to say. "It was our Lord who put an end to long-windedness, so that you would not pray as if you wanted to teach God by your many words. Piety, not verbosity, is an order when you pray, since he knows your needs." I love that. For a guy like me who kind of lives in bullet points, how awesome is that? That God is perfectly capable of knowing everything I need, but just wants me to open up and have a chat, not give him some type of long-winded, unbelievably ridiculous, big-worded, fake holy prayer. Now, somebody might say, but if he knows our needs, why should we state that and request it in just a few words? Why should we pray at all? Since he knows, let him give what he deems necessary for us. Even so, listen to what Augustine says again. "He wants you to pray so that he may confer his gifts on one who really desires them and will not regard them lightly." Prayer, my friend, is more than heavenly room service to satisfy whatever your heart's desire is. Prayer, on the other hand, is the workout room of your soul. It's the gym. It's where you go and you do squats and lunges and bench presses with your soul. Asking, seeking, and knocking are all energetic action words. They show sincerity, they show intensity, and they show wholeheartedness. Have you ever asked God for great things, things out of the ordinary, things that your own ingenuity and your own energy and your own skill set could never provide you? If not, you've yet to discover the power of prayer, because he's told you to ask, to seek, to knock, and to expect doors to open as a result. I will never forget when I started taking my prayer life incredibly serious. And all of a sudden, I found myself literally speaking to God about everything, asking him for the little, the big, the unimaginable, and the hopeful. And what I discovered is, when I get into a rhythm of speaking with my Heavenly Father, it becomes so natural, and I can't live without it. Thanks again for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I trust that today, you'll go in peace. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.